The only thing I remember about this call, this guy's wife gave me a great detail. His name is spelled like B-E-L-L-E-I-F-U-E. So how would you say that? Bellefue?
Yeah, that sounds good.
I have no idea.
It's pronounced Belfi, and he hates it when people butcher his name.
Oh.
So that's a good little detail, a good little, you know, a little thing to send when you do a call like that. Uh-huh. That's what makes it work. This guy got a new truck, and it would rev up really high. Even when he took his foot off the gas, it'd be like, and he took it in, and the mechanic said, oh, the truck's just got to get to know you.
That sounds like something a mechanic would say to me.
He's just not used to you. So he got really mad, and that's when we gave him a call, and here's how the call turned out.
Good morning. What's your attention?
Yeah, hi. Is Dave Belfi around?
May I say who's calling?
No.
So this is a personal call? This is not business related?
Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
My name is Van Patrick.
Okay, hold on.
No, don't tell him that. Don't.
No, I won't. No problem.
Thanks. Hey. Yes.
Thanks for holding. Here's Dave.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Dave.
Hi, this is Dave Belfuel.
Yes.
Mr. Belfuel, this is Patrick. I work in customer service at Zombrinahernes.
Okay.
I got the complaint letter about the high RPMs and the shoddy service. And Mr. Belfuel, what was the problem?
Dave, that's fine.
Am I not saying Bel...
It's Belfi.
Oh, Belfi.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Mr. Belfuel, what was the problem with it?
Maybe you can tell me this. If you were to take your foot off the gas, what do you think should happen to your tachometer? Should it stay the same, should it go up, or should it go down if you take your foot off the gas?
You're asking the wrong guy, Mr. Belfuel.
Just call me Dave.
Belfuel.
Just call me Dave.
Dave, I am not good with cars. I'm guessing it would go down.
You would think that it would go down, right?
Right, right.
Okay, that's what I thought would happen, too.
Okay.
However, it would go up or it would stay the same.
Mm-hmm. The thing, Mr. Belfi...
Just call me Dave.
I don't understand. It's kind of the tone of the letter.
Well, because he put me off continuous. He told me... This is what he told me. He told me the truck was not used to me yet.
Right. The mechanic told me the problem was your truck didn't have a chance to get to know you.
Yes.
But
how was that? I mean, come on now. You're not mechanically inclined like you just told me. I'm not. But the truck does not have to get to know you. How does a truck get to know you?
Well, I don't know.
Well, there you go.
But you know, that's what the mechanic told you. You should trust, our service. I don't understand why that wasn't good enough for you.
That wasn't good enough for me because if I would have drove another truck, the same thing isn't going to happen to a brand new truck. That's why it's not good enough. If I were to go over to Ford and test drive a Ford, it's used to you when it first drives. The RPM does not stay the same.
But Mr. Belfuel, you brought...
Dave, please. Call me Dave. You're upsetting me by mispronouncing my last name. Call me Dave. I ask you. Call me Dave.
Mr. Belfuel, what... You took this back three times.
Call me Dave.
Mr. Belfi...
Dave, please. Call me Dave.
You took this back three times.
That's exactly right. Still didn't fix it.
And then you write this nasty letter to me. I mean, who do you think you are? I don't understand.
Who do I think I am? I'm somebody who paid $17,000 for a truck.
Oh,
that should work.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I think I am.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like the tone of the letter, and that's
why.
Well,
I didn't like the tone of your service people.
Well, Mr. Belfuel.
Call me
Dave. Special treatment.
I ask you. Well, there you go.
Mr. Belfuel doesn't.
Belfi. Say it right. Fi.
Mr. Belvedere needs a good old-fashioned country whipping. It's what he needs.
Okay, come on and give it to me, big guy. Come on and give it to me.
I'll come down there.
Give it to me, big guy.
Well, how big a boy are you there, Mr. Belvedere?
Well, I'll send another letter, and I think I'll send it higher. Who's your supervisor?
Who's my supervisor? My supervisor is Cheryl Kay, and And my name is Van Patrick, and your wife, Jackie.
This is a candid birthday call. You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, man.
No, Mr. Belfie, I am not.
You guys are killing me.